it's maybe we didn't put words on them, but it's things that we know. But if we talk about this today, it's because in the end, we want to bring God to the next level of relationship. So if God in our life right now is at level one, when we get out of here, we want to say, God, let me put you at level two. And if he's at level two, we want to say, God, please help me to put you at level three. So there's seven layers of relationship. The first layer is acquaintanceship. The second layer is, well, second level, should I say, is companionship. The third level is friendship. The fourth level, committed friendship. The fifth, primary friendship. Sixth, life partner. Seventh layer, God. So obviously, it would be wonderful if God was at level seven in all our lives. It would be wonderful. I cannot say that he is in my life, but I can say that I'm working on it. So my prayer for us today is that whatever level God is in your life today, you can bring him to the next level by the end of the day. Level one, acquaintanceship. So there's a long paragraph. For those who read fast, you can read it. But in one word, acquaintances are people that you meet without wanting to meet them. So let's say you go to work because you have to work, because you have to provide for your family. When you get at work, there's other people there. You don't necessarily care about them, but they're there. So, okay, you're around them. Let's say you take the bus in the morning, you know, there's somebody seated beside you. And since you always take the bus in the morning at the same time, it's always the same person sitting beside you. So, okay, the person is there, but you have no commitment towards that person. That person is not a friend. You know, like, you have no love, quote unquote, for that person. That person is just there. That person is there in your life because you chose something else and that person happened to be there. And sometimes God is an acquaintance to us. So, you know, you go to your friend's house and they have Vesper at night. Well, Vesper is always at night. They have Vesper, you know, every day. So you happen to be at your friend's house. They happen to have Vesper. So you spend some time with God. But if you were home, you would not spend that time with God. So you're spending time with God because you chose to go to your friend's house and it happened that they were having Vesper that night. So my prayer for you today is that if God is for you an acquaintance, by the end of the day, you can say, God, please, let's do something so you can be at the next level. The second level is companionship. Companionship, there's already like a closer relationship. So if we take the example here, tennis. So let's say you like to play tennis. You call your first tennis buddy. You're like, hey, are you available today? And he's like, no, I'm not. So you call the second one. Hey, buddy, are you available today? He's like, no, I'm not. You go down the list until you find somebody who's available so you can go play tennis. So what's really important here is the activity. It's not really the person. Then again, because you love tennis, well, you know, you're going to be have a closer relationship than if it was only an acquaintance. And once again, sometime God to us is a companion. So let's say you like music. You know, at home you have Christian CDs, gospel CDs. But, you know, you also have, you know, like CDs of the world, quote unquote, right? So today you feel like listening to Boyz II Men. Tomorrow you don't feel like listening to Boyz II Men, you know, like, so you take, let's say, Kirk Franklin, for example, and you listen to Kirk. And while you're listening to Kirk, yes, you have this moment that you spend with God, you know, because you felt like listening to music. But tomorrow, when you feel like reading, you know, God won't be there. So once again, if God is a companion in your life, let's pray so at the end of the day, we can bring him to the next level. The next level is friendship. So here, the person becomes more important than the activity. The person becomes more important than the activity. However, there's no commitment. Okay, so you may like God. You appreciate him. Every once in a while, you spend time with him. But, you know, like some of those distant friends, you don't know when it's going to be the next time. You know, you have some of those friends. You're good. You have no issues with them, no beef. But you can spend 2 weeks without talking to them. And then he calls you or you call him and you're like, hey, have you been? But you do have affection for them. And for some of us, God is a friend. You know, so, okay, we may spend 2 weeks without talking to him. But when we talk to him, we really talk to him. It's like, hey, this is what happened to me those last past 2 weeks. It was really rough. You know, you pray. Maybe even you cry. But, you know, it's not something regularly, you know. It's once in a while when it happens. So once again, if God is for you, you know, a basic friend, let's pray so we can bring him to the next level. And friends are important, you know. Proverbs 15:22 tells you, where there is no counsel, purpose are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished. And throughout the Bible, it shows you that it's not good for men to be alone without friends. And so we know that friends are important. But if we read Matthew 26:50, we understand that we have to be careful. Matthew 26:50 says, Jesus said to him, friend, for what are you here? Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. And why did I highlight the word friend? Because if you go in your Bible and you look to see what it means, it will tell you that the Greek words mean people who pretend to be your friends, but they're only there for their own benefit. So you have those people around you. They pretend that they're your friend, but they're only there for their own benefit. Committed friendship. Okay, so now we're changing level now. So the first three levels, there was no commitment, but here there's a commitment. Okay, so it's people you're going to talk to on a regular basis. You know they're there for you. They know that you're there for them. And Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves all the time and is born as a brother for adversity. So when you go through a rough time, you know that your friends are there for you. And they know that you are there for them. And I hope that everybody here, God is at least at level four. At least that you know that when you go through a rough time, you can always depend on God. And this level of friendship, like I said, it's something committed. So you know that it's not only today, you know, but for days to come, weeks to come, months to come, the person will be there. Same thing for God. We have to know that God is not here for us only today, but for a foreseeable future, it will be here with us. Then we have the best friend. Proverbs 18:24. A man of too many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The primary friendship is what we call best friend. And we all know. I hope that everybody here has a best friend. Your best friend may change over time, but there's only place for one best friend. And it would be interesting if that one best friend could be God, if that one best friend could be Jesus. So you see the relationship that you have with your best friend. Do you have the same relationship with God? Do you have the same relationship with God? So we're at level five, primary friendship. Then when you get at level six, you have life partner. So some people here are married. And Genesis 2:24 tells you that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife and they become one flesh. So at that level, people will be doing things like one of them start a sentence and the other one finishes it. You know, like you look at the other one. Some best friends do that too, but you look at the other one, you don't need to talk, you already know what the other one is thinking. If you've been married a while, there's a situation that happens, you know how the other one would react. You already know that you cannot do this because the other person won't like this. There's things that you don't do. It's not because you don't want to do them. It's because the other one is, you know, if the other person was there, you wouldn't agree with this, so you don't do this. But do we do this with God? You know, do we like, or we still do it? When we're in a situation and we start talking, are we telling ourselves, oh, this is what Jesus would do at my place. This is what God would say if he was here. So this is level 6. We see that the two have become one. And Paul tells us, if I live, it's not me who lives. It's Christ who lives in me. So at this level, God and us, we become one. And what we do is not what the old us would do, is what Jesus would do if he was in our place. But then there's level 7. And this is the level, this is an interesting level, because this is the level where we should put God, but only God. Okay. Luke 14, verse 26. Those who come to me cannot be my disciple unless they love me more than they love their father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and themselves as well. Only God you can love more than you love yourself. And we have to be really careful, because if we look back in the days, because kings are days and queens have less importance in society, but at the time where kings and queens had a lot of influence, they were considered like gods. So what they would say would go. If you look today at cults, the cult leader is considered like a god. What he says goes. Some peoples are in relationships. The other one is like a god. What he says goes. And this is why some people stay a long time in really, really messed up relationships, because the other one has taken a place he shouldn't be at. But then again, if we say that only God should be at this level, do we understand what it means for God to be at this level? That means that now we don't do what we would like to do no more. We do what we know that God wants us to do in everything we do, because we love him more than we love ourselves. So now our needs, we've put our needs or our wants on the side to focus on what he wants us to do in our everyday life and the mission he has for us in our everyday life. And this here is also important, because in every relationship, there's a power dynamic. In every relationship, there's a power dynamic. And this dynamic is defined by, can I influence the other one? And can I resist the influence of the other one? Okay. So it happens at each level, and we have to be aware of that. But this, in this level, that means that we don't resist God no more, and that his influence is visible in our everyday life. So what did we say? We say that there's several levels of relationship, acquaintanceship. So we chose something and a person happened to be there. Companionship, we chose an activity and the person happened to be there. Then so you have friendship, the basic level where, yes, you care about the person, but we'll see each other when we see each other. Then you have committed relationship. We have then committed relationship. You have a commitment with the person. We have primary friendship. The person is your priority. And then you have life partner. That person has permanence in your life. And like we said, God should be at level 7. However, whatever level he is in your life right now, the important thing is to bring him to the next level. Yeah? No? Okay. So now that all this is said, how can we improve our relationship with God? So in step to, I don't know if we see that in the back, but okay. In step to Christ, page 93. Ellen White explains to us how we can improve our relationship with God. So when you're in a relationship with someone, there's two things that are really important. First thing is communication. Second thing is time. You know, so you may communicate really, really well, but if you communicate once every 5 years, there's no relationship. Then you can be with the person every day, all day, every day. But if you don't talk to the other person, there's no relationship. So it's easy, you know, if I'm with Natu here, we can talk. But how do I communicate with God? So Ellen White explains to us that God talks to us in four ways. He talks to us through nature. He talks to us through his scripture. He talks to us through providence, which means things that happens to us in our everyday life. So sometimes you hear something happens to you and you're like, oh my, this was God. Providence. And then he talks to us through his Holy Spirit. In us, in return, if we want to talk to God, we talk to God through prayer. We talk to God through prayer. And you don't have to kneel to pray. You know, you can be driving to work and you pray. But this is how we can improve our relationship with God. We need to spend more time in nature. We need to spend more time in the Bible. And we need to be aware. When he does things in our life, we need to be aware of those things. And we need to listen to the Spirit. When the Spirit talks to us, we have to be receptive. But at the same time, we also have some, if we address God, it's only through prayer that we can address God. So we have to spend more time in prayer. And like with a brother or a sister, it's really by investing our time in this that it's going to happen. So like I said, today, it was nothing new. We all have relationships. We have brothers or sisters. We work. We have coworkers. We're all involved in relationships. We heard before that we had to pray. We heard before that we had to read the scripture. But what I wanted to say to you today is we have to do a little introspection work, get into ourselves, and identify at which level God is in our life. Because every Sabbath when we come to church, we talk about having a personal relationship with God. And it's good. But we all have a personal relationship with God. But at which level of relationship is that? Because if it's acquaintanceship, it can be personal all you want. You know, in the end, it won't lead you nowhere. So what I wanted us to see today is there's different levels. And if we want to be part of the family that will sing with him in the last days when he comes to get his kids, it has to be at level 7. Obviously, he won't jump from level 1 to level 7 overnight. We're going to have to invest ourselves, more prayer, more reading, more time in nature. We're going to have to be more aware when he talks to us through his providence. We're going to have to be more careful when he wants to talk to us through his Holy Spirit. But if we are aware of the 7 levels of relationship and we can see where he is in our life now, then we can work on improving that relationship with him so that before he comes, he can be at level 7. May God bless you. Happy Sabbath to all. And once again, may we bring him, may we bring God to the next level.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com. Alphonic.com. Alphonic.com.